Good morning. It's July 11th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's title is Losing Your Life. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Matthew 10:38. For most, these are some of the hardest words in Scripture, both to fully understand and to act upon. What sort of paradox is this? If you find your own life, you lose it. If you lose your life, you find it. Following Christ means taking up the cross. Today's Western culture is all about finding oneself, celebrating the wonder of me, prizing our own independence and self-reliance. How on earth can these words of Christ make any sense at all? Perhaps an easier way to think of losing your life rather than actual physical death, which could also apply to Christian discipleship, is getting yourself out of the way. That means subjugating your own wants, temptations, and tendencies to idolize things other than God. It means allowing the Holy Spirit to work through us. It means that following Christ, discipleship, demands desiring what he wants more than what we want. And what does Christ want? He told us through the prophet Micah, and then he told us himself on multiple occasions. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Micah 6:8. Then Jesus told us the greatest commandment of all. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you do justice, act fairly, love mercy, have compassion, and walk humbly, having the mind of Christ, as in Philippians 2, then you are loving the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. In order to truly do these things, you can't possibly be focused on yourself. You are, in fact, denying yourself, renouncing your own central importance. If you do the opposite, if you live for yourself, refusing to submit to the tenets of Christian discipleship, you may be a high roller in this life, but you'll be denied the next. Jesus demands death to oneself, and thus the symbolism of the cross, which all in the time of Christ knew to represent a most horrific, painful, and shameful death. We use the expression, well, that's her cross to bear, as though Christ meant suffering through a difficult, awkward, or tragic circumstance. Not so. The phrase found both in Matthew 10 and 16, Mark 8:35, Luke 9:24 as well, means painfully dying to oneself. And in that sense, all true Christian disciples bear the same cross. Yes, there have been thousands of Christian martyrs down through the centuries who literally died for their faith. And yes, we all know missionaries who have denied themselves the good life in America to live for decades among poverty-stricken third world cultures. But Christ wants every follower to lose his life in order to find it. For some of us, there may have been a turning point when we hit rock bottom, lost an addiction or crime or failed relationship or job loss. We may have felt the pain of losing the good life we had in a dramatic way and then suddenly realizing what was really important. Others of us have been blessed with family, job, security, and wealth without any traumatic fall. But that very success in life may lead to pride in our own accomplishments, and that leads to self-absorption, the very opposite of denying oneself. Renouncing your old self, self-denial, doesn't refer necessarily to resisting the desire to buy a new car or house or clothes or whatever. Scripture has no problem with material possessions. The problem comes when those become your identity, when those become the most important things to you. In being reborn as believers, we can say, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Losing your life sounds bad, but it's the opposite for the Christian. Wake up every single morning and ask the Lord how you can be of service to others and thus to him. That mindset, refreshed throughout the day, is what losing your life means. Peace and joy flow out of one thing only, glorifying God in all you do. Do that by loving. Period. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you because you chose to love us by coming to live among us, sacrificing for us, forgiving us, redeeming us. Nudge us daily to get out of the Spirit's way, to deny ourselves so that we might do your will, having the mindset of Christ, and in humility put the needs of others before ourselves, loving them as we are commanded. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.